basketball sport. It's obviously not a win, but what did you take out of it?
Yeah, there's obviously a few positives and negatives, things to work on, but I thought we started quite slowly. Their pressure was very good and took us a little while to adjust, but after that I thought we probably got the game back in our terms and showed some really good things. So overall, a bit disappointing to lose, but some positive signs to come out of it.
What was Walshy's message after the game?
Probably just can't afford to let such a good side start like they did. We didn't handle the pressure that well, and inaccurate kicking really cost us. So and probably a little bit of composure under pressure. We couldn't really absorb it early, so a few things to work on, but get another chance against Port next weekend.
How big an issue was the goal kicking? If you kick straight, you could have won it.
Yeah, it's obviously can hurt you when the real season starts. I mean, you don't want to be inaccurate like that. It's you can dominate a game and still lose if you're kicking accurately, so that's something we've got to work on. Was a bit blustery down there, but they certainly kicked a lot straight on us, so that's something we'll look at this week and do a bit of work on.
Was there a reason for it, or just one of those things, or what did you put it down to?
It's one of those things, I guess. It probably gets a bit contagious at some stage. You miss a few early and boys might get a bit tense, but generally I think we're pretty good in that area and we'll hopefully turn around this week.
So that'll be a bit of a focus, I guess, to iron that out during the week?
Yeah, it's always a focus, but I think it's something we'll probably just work a little bit more closely with this week and hopefully we can turn it around.
You spoke about the positives and negatives. What were the positives, what were the negatives?
Oh, I think the positives was just the ability to get back into the game, and obviously when you're away in Geelong it's a really hostile crowd and they started well and put us under pressure, and I thought the boys' ability to wrestle the momentum back and get the game back on our terms. As you said, we didn't kick straight, which didn't help, but I thought we were really able to get the game back on our terms and show a lot of fight, which is positive, and probably some room for improvement. It was, as I said, that pressure they come with us, we probably didn't quite absorb that as well as we'd like at the start, so a couple of areas there we're working on.
You think you're tracking well for round one?
Yeah, I think we're going all right. We're still building and still working on our game style. Obviously a lot changes when you get a new coach in, so we're still tweaking a few things and still throwing a few guys around in different spots, so we'll keep working on a few things against Port, and hopefully we'll be cherry ripe for round one.
There's been a bit about Dangerfield in a Cats jumper. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I thought he looked terrible in the blue and white. Yeah, the tricolour suits him a lot better.
What do you think? That's a bit too cheeky for something at the start of the season, or how did you view it?
Whatever, you know. The crowd enjoyed it, and it's the boys didn't really pick up on it, so you know they can have their fun.
Can it get a bit distracting for the players, that sort of thing?
Nah, not at all. I was on the bench at the time and seen it and had a chuckle, but I'm sure the guys on the ground were totally focused on the footy and they wouldn't have picked it up at all.
Has Danger said anything about it?
No, I haven't spoken about it, nah.
How about you out of contract? Where are you out for that?
It's good that someone noticed, thanks. probably just hopefully get a kick early on and hopefully put pen to paper early in the season, so happy to stay around and loving being in Adelaide, and hopefully can stay a part of it and get the ultimate success.
So your preference is to stay here? You would rather get out of the way earlier in the year than hang on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just with Danger, how much of a distraction is that for the playing group and for him if he's going to put it off for a while?
It's up to him, you know. We don't want to give a running commentary on it every time we have a press conference or a bit of media, you know. It's going to play out throughout the year, and we'll leave that totally up to him and the club to work through that.
You got a gut feel as a teammate, what he's going to do? Blake Hewitt was in the rooms after the game, big supporter with his son Cruz. Is it how do the players feel about him? Them being big fans of the club and
it's great, you know. He's such an icon of Australian sport, and to have him supporting us is great. So he's always great to have a chat with after the game and you know, pick his brain with certain things. You know, he's been a world champion on the biggest stage, and if you can just boys can get around him from time to time and learn a few things off him, that's really beneficial for the boys. But it's always great to see him, and he's his little son Cruz, his favourite player is Slaney, which is no surprise with the blonde hair. So, they're welcome any time down in the rooms, and it's great to see him again.
Speaking about positives, Cam Ellis-Yolman, I thought was impressive last night. What are your thoughts on him and what sort of impact that he might be able to make with the team this year?
Yeah, he was really impressive. You're right, he's a bigger body. You know, we've got a lot of midfielders who are around the 180 to 186 centimetres, and he's about 190, so he can give us that real grunt around the ball with that bit of extra size and strength, which other teams have. And you know, he's worked on his fitness a lot. He's now able to spread outside the contest, and his hands inside the contest have been really good too. So he's working closely with Scott Camporelli and the midfield boys to try and take his game to the next level. And I'm sure if he gets a bit of belief and a few games early on, he could really surprise a few people.
And Dougie, what about Ben Burling? Good to see him. Almost put in a best on ground. He was outstanding.
Yeah, he's great. He's his first two runs have been sensational. You know, there's a few doubters of their VB, but internally he's highly respected, and we know how good of a player he can be. And you know, for us, it's like a new recruit. Really, we haven't obviously had him all last year, and we really missed him a lot. So to get him back, sensational. It really gives the boys a lift, and you know, really looking forward to big things for him this year.
How are Hendo and Yenchi travelling? You expect to have them back for the Port game?
Yeah, they're good. Hendo's just got off the toilet now, so he's right. And Yen should be fine. So we'll get them two back, and hopefully, yeah, put in a good show next week.
You know, it's a change in LSU. I'm always going to be this
now. Yeah, probably just his professionalism. And I think once you get to the 21, 22 age and you've been around for 3 or 4 years, the penny sort of drops, and the time is now. So he's sort of looked at that, and I think Walshy's probably grabbed him along the way and said, "Your time's now, mate," and he's taken it so far. So hopefully he can put in another good show next week and get his chance round one.
Thank you, mate.